Welcome once again to IndyCan Radio. We're doing something a little different this week. Todd Arkell will be here to talk about Rock the Park on Canada Day. But first, we're going front row center, backstage, back alley, north by northeast, grand finale extravaganza. 10 bands in 1 hour we're going to talk to, starting by this coast-to-coast encounter. Let's go to the streets of Toronto.
Here we are at IndyCan North by Northeast at Dundas Square. We've got, who's this Spanish scratch guys in the background? Do you know what?
I think it's Pinkerton. Frank goes to Hollywood.
The pink something.
Pinkertons.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, thank you. Mary, who was that?
The Pinkertons.
Pinkertons, there we go. But we've caught up with Lotus Child.
I'm still not sure it's not Frank goes to Hollywood.
Yeah, well,
get back to us on that.
Take off their glasses, it's a dead giveaway. So how's North by Northeast going for you guys?
It's tremendous.
It's been fun.
Having fun?
Yeah, busy as hell.
This morning Tom woke up and said, okay, look, I am not going to drink at all today. I'm taking it easy. And then it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he came to our booth because we were sitting here selling CDs, and he's like, I'm already drunk.
Were you at the Six Shooter barbecue?
No, we got into the Universal Publishing barbecue. So
yeah, well,
sampling their fine beer today.
I think that's important. That's a cultural connection between
it is major.
When I first got into this industry, my dad told me that the one thing you got to know is an alcohol.
So who have you seen? What have you liked? What's turned you on so far?
The Old Soul was good.
Yeah, we very much enjoyed that show.
Really good. Yeah. It was really good.
And what do you have on tap for tonight?
Well, our friends from Vancouver, Elias, are gonna be playing. Seems like we go see a lot of like Vancouver bands, even though that's
all
the
best. Yeah, see our friends.
I try to as much as I can to not go see the bands I love, right?
Yeah.
Try to find new stuff, right? Yeah. And so you know Mother already, of course. And K-Ocean, of course, they've got a booth here too, right?
I don't think the Ocean has one.
They're looking pretty rough. They're looking pretty rough today.
Yeah.
We had a big night last night.
Yeah, they're having a little bit of a Toronto stimulation overload going on there, right?
Yeah.
Well, enjoy the rest of the show, guys.
Thanks, sure will.
Okay, and seeing as how we interviewed you, we'll play a song. What song should we play?
Play Archaeologist.
Hey, you, what'd you see with your scepter in hand? Don't lie, what am I but a sick, sick offend? Oh, yo, pretty man with your pretty demands. Is there an honest way that I can knock them dead? That's right now, the capital's deserted. It's returning to the wards now. Don't be scared now, don't be scared. Their bodies everywhere.
Your life.
your eyes of blue. When all the rust had come. To see all that you need, you would hardly believe it. Sitting in the kitchen wondering how it is I tell you this when the phone rings. So I start writing and shells and instruments inside the sound that speaks to us if you listen. And I've been listening. I'm sorry to reduce you to this useless, imagistic bullshit. But maybe that's all I got. Yeah, yeah, maybe that's all I got. I'm sorry to confuse you with some foolish thing that this is truth. Yeah, but maybe that's all we are. Around a brightly dying star. These spiral shells are sexual. Could out reveal the text we dwell upon. Or maybe not. But certainly the sound that free can open me and easily just rip my heart out. And start me shouting. This is how I feel. This is how I feel. How I feel, this is how I feel, this is imagistic bullshit. But maybe that's all I got. Yeah, yeah, maybe that's all I got. I'm sorry to abuse you with this ruthlessly sadistic music. But maybe that's all I want. I'm just a really pretentious guy. Wait, 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 wait. Before you go, I want you to you leave. could just speak it. You would hardly believe it. You would hardly believe it. But this is how I feel. This is how I feel. This is how I feel. Yeah, this is how.
Lead singer of one of my favorite East Coast efforts, Hey Rosetta. Tim, you played the Rivoli. You were back at the Rivoli, I guess. That's kind of your local, your home away from home for Toronto, isn't it?
Yeah, we played there a few times. I really love the room at the Rivoli. It's really a really great sounding room, really unpretentious. Nice location. You know, we're gonna play some more places. We may not play there again next time we come back. I think we're gonna play somewhere up around the university or something. Jason was talking about, I don't know, but I love the Rivoli.
Yeah,
it's a great little room.
Yeah, unpretentious. What are you saying about the rest of Toronto, eh, bye?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, Rosetta is a going concern. It's doing well. I mean, but it's quite a feat to take this outfit on the road. You've got a cellist, a violinist, as well as another guitar, bass, drums.
Yeah, six of us, yeah.
Yeah, how do you travel, and how do you keep everyone into it?
We travel in a van, in a fairly big van. It's not that big. In fact, when we were rolling into town, I guess there's a lot of bands in town this weekend.
Yeah.
And a lot of different vans, you know, and U-Hauls and stuff rolling around. And I got a little bit jealous, I gotta admit. I always thought that our van was the coolest thing in the entire world. And it was like this spaceship to coolness that we would take. But a lot of people had like way bigger vans and with trailers and stuff. So, I mean, it's pretty tight, you know. We have gear to the roof. You know, there's no room to stretch your legs or anything. But you know, we make do. It's always fun, you know.
And you're traveling with a manager this trip, or has he got his own wheels?
He's actually got his own wheels. He's traveling with Tanya Davis and Jen Grant, mm-hmm. who are you know, a couple of great friends. And I think he works with Tanya a bit as well.
Yeah,
managing her. So,
was he behind the kit for her set at North by Northeast? Or?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty busy guy.
He is pretty busy, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me a sentimental favorite, and we'll play it for our audience.
Sentimental favorite. I really love the last track on the album, Hospital Beds. The mixer, Lawrence Curry, who's here in Toronto.
Oh yeah, Lawrence is great.
He's absolutely great.
Yeah, he works with Jason and down with
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's an East Coast boy,
he's
right?
East Coast guy, yeah, works with Winter Sleep and the Sloan and stuff. And he was remixing that track and said, oh, my favorite so far, I just got to go out and get some new razor blades.
Yeah, music to slit your wrist by.
Yeah.
You're a deeply disturbed man, Tim Baker.
I mean, that's
no, it sounds cool. It sounds cool. I'm going to look forward to it. Well, keep up the great work. Really enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah, you too.
Well, certainly I'll look forward to seeing you next time around town.
You too.
Okay,
thanks
fabulous. Thanks for being with me. Over the fence.
hide my spirit from the gods. And when they come looking, we'll be lying in the park.
I'm Nathan from Rides Again, and you're listening to the Toronto Indie Scene. Currently, we're working on 10 brand new tracks for full-length album to bring to all the stores in Canada.
Who are you working with on this record?
We're working with some great guys. We have a good team lined up, and we did some tracks with producer Gavin Brown. He did Billy Talent, 3 Days Grace, Thornley, and all that. So we're going to go to radio with a single called Wonder Why, and that's one of the songs he worked on with us, and it sounds great, and I'm really excited about it. We're going to finish up this record, and then we're going to try to tour as much as possible across Canada.
Yeah. Okay, you're going all the way to BC and back?
Yeah, we actually have done that a couple times in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
From PEI to BC and all everywhere in between.
Fabulous. Do you know these guys, Hey Rosetta?
Yes, I've heard of them. I can't wait to meet them.
Yeah, get to know them. They're from The Rock. They're from Newfoundland.
Oh.
They know all the venues there.
Awesome.
They're very popular there, and you know, maybe they'll work with you again.
Awesome. Yeah, my dad's from Newfoundland.
Jesse with IndyCan. We're with Mike of the Scenarios. We just saw your set at North by Northeast. Kick-ass set. The crowd loved it. How'd you feel about it?
Thanks. I felt pretty good. Felt good, yeah. We just got a new drummer about 3 weeks ago, and considering it felt pretty tight and like it went all right.
He's a good showman.
Yeah? Nice.
Yeah. He seems to fit in just fine there.
Nice.
What are your plans for the rest of the summer?
Right now, we're just going to promote the EP. We're going to do mini tours and that, and just kind of see how it goes. Raise some money, and we'll record a full length. And we hope by either fall or winter to have a full length done.
Are you working with someone on this, or are you producing it yourself?
Yeah, it was produced by Brian Markars at, I think it's Worldwind Sound Studios, and just outside of Toronto. Yeah, and it was mastered in New York by Greg Kelby.
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous. So you're pretty happy with the work?
Yeah, we're really happy with the way it turned out, and I think we got our best performances in the EP for sure.
And guess who we found? Sarah from The Joy. Say
hello.
How's
it going, Indy Can? Joe, how you doing, buddy?
So tell me about this new band.
Oh, yeah. We've signed a management agreement with a new band called High Voltage. They're from Hamilton, and they're a bunch of young rock and rollers. Right now, they're 17, and they're playing tonight. They were at their high school graduation before this. They had to race from the graduation to get here in time for the show. So this is their graduation party.
And someone we know well is involved with them.
Hey, how are you? Thanks. Yes, Mr. Sean Kelly from Crash Kelly. He produced an EP for the guys last summer, and they're selling out offstage right now. It's a self-titled EP. It's got 5 songs on it, and yeah, they look stunning on that cover, don't they?
Wait, they're so cute.
You must have played with Sean somewhere along the line.
Actually, I don't think we've ever played with Sean.
No kidding.
Crash Kelly, but we played. Chris set us up with a gig at the Molson Amphitheater doing an opening set. It was so
Molson
fun.
Molson Amphitheater.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna do a show with you guys at the Riv.
Yeah.
We're doing Thursday Nights Live at the Riv, a once a month showcase.
Oh, good. Nice. You got that going.
Yeah.
So, Diane.
Good. Anyway, High Voltage. Yeah. High Voltage. Go to MySpace. High Voltage 89. That's the year they were born. Scary.
Okay, fabulous. We'll give it a spin.
get your flame. I speak my game and we can see illusions tonight. One more so I can dance with your toughest tongue. Oh, I need tonight. She ain't easy.
Day one, what have you seen so far?
I saw Gem Militia at 9, and then a bunch
still
of bands
them, eh?
That I do not know. I didn't pay any attention.
Having fun, though?
Yes. Gem Militia fucking rocked.
They really are fabulous, aren't they?
Rancho Relaxo, tiny little stage,
yep.
But they give it every time.
They
love
sure
them.
Did. Yeah, they had a great set at the Toronto Independent Music Awards kickoff.
Yeah.
They were great there.
Yeah.
And what's still on your schedule for tonight?
I have no plans.
Oh, you're near home, so you can
I'm
bag out anytime.
I'm following the girls.
Following.
That's why I don't know who we saw. I don't know. I'm just following. I don't know.
Yeah, well, have
but
fun.
But tomorrow night, I'm excited. The band from the UK, Jamestown Union, they're at the Cadillac Lounge. Very excited
Jamestown
about that.
Jamestown Union.
I sent you the CD. I don't
you
know if
you did.
Got it yet.
They kind of have a alt-country feel, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how did you hook up with them?
I think my name is on the list for North by Northeast, so it got sent out to all the bands that got accepted.
Yep.
If you need a publicist, here are a couple people to call. So they called me, and yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing to listen to them. You'd think they were from Nashville, not the UK.
Yeah, I know. It is a weird thing that they're from the UK.
Yeah.
But the album's amazing, and I can't wait to see them live.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to give it a spin then and share it with the listeners.
Yes. And then my band from Mexico on Saturday that you met earlier.
Nerve.
Yes.
Yeah, they are a high-energy band, very enthusiastic.
Very young, very cute, very sweet. I love them.
Are they hanging around for a while, or are they flying back to Mexico?
I think they're gone when the festival's over.
Oh, so if people miss them, they miss them.
Yeah.
But they can catch up with them on MySpace.
Yes. And someone I'm not working with, but I'm so excited to see tomorrow night, Jesse Malin.
Oh, what's the story there?
Here at midnight, I love
here
him.
Here at Cathedral.
At Reverb.
At the Reverb upstairs.
Yes. Jesse Malin, love him. I'm going to totally fuck this up, but like he was in a big time punk band back in the day. But now he's doing kind of the alt country thing.
Wow.
So I can't actually remember the band he was in.
That's a real transition, though.
But now Ryan Adams produces all his records.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Well,
from New York. Yes.
Well, enjoy the rest of North by Northeast.
I will.
We'll see you somewhere else along the way.
Thank you.
Okay, you rock, Diane.
Neil Osborne from 5440, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Todd Arkell from Cool Planet Entertainment, and I hear it first on the Toronto indie scene.
You've got your mother's picture, it's hanging on the wall. Your life is in your luggage that you're stowing down the hall. Your mirror's lying horizontal, tripping over empty bottles, while your friends are outside, they're waiting for your call. You can't afford this lesson, but you bought it.
success. Your minions are all grinning. They're just counting down the days. When everything comes crashing, we'll be with you through and through. I see that silver lining, but you painted it with blue. You're skiing to the bottom, so you feel like you're on top. The rumors are all true. We're still waiting here for you.
Music will be over and it'll be time to talk about the next big thing, which is the Canada Day celebration, which comes up fast because it's June, then oh my god, all of a sudden it's July. We just heard from Trophy, what was the name of that song?
How Did You Get This Way?
And what do you know about them?
They were a band that applied through the process we set up was we actually did a Sonic Bids band search nationally to find the support acts for the show, and they were really early in the submission process. They had sent through their EPK and I listened to it and their music just blew me away. So they were immediately kind of, we had the set aside, I think we had almost 180, 190 submissions, something like that, and we whittled it down to 30, so we had kind of 30 top ones and then got it down to 6, and we actually couldn't get on 6, so we went to 7.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, so it kind of worked out that way, but they were a band that really stood out right off the top.
So let's talk about the date.
July 1st.
July 1, Downsview Park.
Absolutely.
The headliners are going to be?
The headliners are the Rockstar House Band with Susie McNeil, Marty Casey, Ty Taylor, was it Ty Taylor? He's going to kill me. Delana and Storm Large, so that they're going to be doing, you know, kind of their own individual things with the house band backing them. And then following that will be Faber Drive, which is a nice up and coming Canadian band getting some airplay. I think they're in the top 10 of video rotation on Much Music right now. And 5440 for us oldsters will close the night before the fireworks. So it'll be very good.
Oldsters are newsters, you know.
It's true.
Yeah, they still keep gaining fans, but they've got I think 11 records to their credit.
It's huge.
When I was out west.
Yeah, it's huge. The amount of back catalog they have, and the amount of songs. Sometimes, you know, you forget the songs that they've done, and you hear something on the radio, and you go, "Oh my god,
that one
you
too,
know?
Yeah,
that one
exactly,
too."
Yeah.
And oh, I thought that was a Hootie and the Blowfish song. I didn't know they wrote that. You know, stuff
yeah.
like that, right? So it's interesting. Yeah, it'll be a great show.
That's right. That song bought two houses for the last one.
Sure.
It was more fun when someone else did the work.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now, that's going to be the best lineup ever, you know, maybe other than the SARS Fest there.
Yeah, it'll be great.
The great thing is the indie bands are playing on the main stage. There's no little stage, big stage. It's going to be just one main music
stage. Absolutely. It'll be phenomenal. So, you know, full sound, great spectacle. Palmer Audio is the group that does all the sound and brings in the rig and the lighting, and they're phenomenal. So it'll be a great day.
So let's go through the whole lineup. Okay. Who's going to be playing.
So I'll try and even get it in order, but, you know, I'll never remember, and it's subject to change and who doesn't arrive from which province and everything else. But we've got a band called Vanderpark from Toronto. They're going to open the show, I think, somewhere around 12:30. Doors are 11:30. We'll get started around 12:30. And then it's going to be it'll be followed by probably Pat the White, which is kind of an interesting Quebec band. They're from Quebec, and actually his name is Patrick Leblanc, so the Pat the White is how they got it. Pat the White band, so a little play on words for them. And he's a great, great blues act.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're actually playing at NXNE tonight,
yeah,
which is Thursday. But, you know, editor's note, this will air later. But he's playing NXNE, and I'll probably drop by to catch them live. But amazing blues band, so that's very cool. We'll also have a kid by the name of Matthew Genovese, 18 years old, and absolutely puts on a killer show. He's got some great players with him. That'll be fun. We got a gal by the name of Corey Lee, who's from British Columbia, R&B singer. She's on Wide Awake Entertainment, distributed by Universal right now, and she's a lot of fun. I got to catch her do a show when she was in Toronto just a little while ago after we had selected her, and she's dynamite. There's another band by the name of Afternoon Zero. Their record's been produced by Gavin Brown. I caught them play after they've been selected. Absolutely phenomenal act. Real pro show, and they're local as well. We've got Rally Car from British Columbia. They're on tour right now, their first full-scale Canadian tour. The record was produced by Warren Livesey. They've had all kinds of labels swirling around them, so they're a pretty cool band. And then another band, Trophy, who you heard from, they put on a great show. They're a five-piece and all kinds of great guitars, indie rock. It's going to be a great lead-in to the headliners for the night, so make sure you're there early, folks.
And for listeners, I mean, we are, in essence, competing with Edgefest, but this is completely free. There's
absolutely,
all kinds of
yeah.
things to do at Downsview. You can listen to some music, go on the rides. There's all kinds of, there was some skateboard thing going on.
Yeah, they make it a total family thing. So, you know, if you're a little older and love music and you got young kids, you can bring your kids down there. They got face painting rides. They got all kinds of stuff, right? So you can, you know, it really is for all ages. The bowl is really large. I mean, a couple of years ago, we had 70,000 people. I mean, you don't have to pack yourself in against the fence like you're at the 70s Who show.
Yeah, you can bring a fold-out chair.
Absolutely.
Right? And
yeah.
just relax
yeah.
a little
sit
bit.
Sit back and chill and enjoy it. And, you know, I had my 2-year-old there last year. She absolutely loved it.
And for late breaking news, what's your website? Where can they go?
You know what? We actually set up a MySpace for this. So it is www.myspace.com/rockthepark Canada.
We look forward to working with you a little bit on this. And,
awesome.
It's going to be a super show.
Cool. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Canada Day, everyone.
Absolutely.
Yes, Neil, what are we going to do indeed? Well, that was the Left Coast's Fab Four, 5440 on True North Records from the album Say Yes to Everything. Now, if you have the good fortune of listening to this broadcast before July 1st, you'll probably want to be at the Canada Day celebration that Todd Arkell was talking about. If you're a music fan, it's a no-brainer. It's free. It's 11 hours of music. That's great. If you're a music artist and you're not working that day, you don't have a gig, come and network and come and learn. If you want to make a living every day as a musical artist, study what other people who do make a living in the music business do. Don't casually view them, but study them. There's something you can learn from it. It's going to be a lot of fun anyway, so it's hardly a tough day at school. If you want to play the 6 degrees of separation game for episode 44, if you're a longtime IndyCan listener, you will recall that Neil Osborne of 5440 was our industry insider on our first ever Vancouver indie scene, and Tom, the keyboard player for Lotus Child, was the engineer for that session. We used his studio. And we are going to close it off with Rally Car, also from Vancouver. They'll be on the bill. Last week they were on the show performing for us and talking about
California's lost, they will destroy it all.
Toronto Indie Scene, an IndyCan music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndyCan.com.